Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You're going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less and you lost the day. The life equation for success. Never stop.
Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. Alarm clock off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day.
Welcome back to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Y. Rozier, and I'm your host, Marcus Y. Rozier. Who else? So I'm excited because today's episode, I just want to unpack three monetization questions you can begin to use to increase your marketing strategy. Now, when I say that, I want you to really understand, what does it really take to capture the attention or to convert sales of the people you're marketing to? I know that you are emailing, you are setting up sales funnels, email marketing strategies, that you're running ads, you're doing all these things to steal attention from your ideal customer. But when you're looking at your bottom line, we're trying to see, what is your return on investment? You know, what is your cost per lead or cost per click or wherever, however you might be marketing? Let's just say you're spinning your wheels and spending all your efforts posting on social media. And I'm not saying something wrong with leveraging social media, but let's really talk about, how can we begin to monetize online? What are three questions that you can begin to ask that will give you data for you to make a quality decision for you and your business? Now, one of the major things that I do in business is I help people begin to market and monetize online. The primary reason why that doesn't happen is typically a person's messaging speaks to either the wrong audience or their offer is off. It's not so much what you do, it's the way that you describe what you do. So let's deal with these three questions. This episode is going to be pretty short, sweet, and to the point, because I just want to ask those three questions to give you access to them so you can then, on your own, or if you need my help, you know, you can hit me up on social media at Marcus Y. Rozier. Wherever you're listening to this, I think it'll be beneficial, and I would love to engage with you. Now, no matter when you hear this, I'm always going to be available to you. So let's get into it. Three monetization questions to help you with your marketing and make sure you're monetizing online. You ready? Question number one is, are they interested? Now, this is a critical question. Are they interested? You can't sell to someone who doesn't want what you have, no matter how well it is, no matter how great it is. You know, it's like trying to sell a vacation to someone who doesn't want to go on vacation, or trying to sell a car to someone who already has one. It's not that what you have is not great. It's not that it does not have extreme value. It's not that it wouldn't benefit their life. But if they are satisfied with what they have, anything you present won't do. Here's the best example or analogy I can give of that. You can't offer food to someone who's full. You can offer it to someone who's hungry. You cannot offer food to someone who's full. Now, if a person is full, meaning they have what they need, mentally they've checked out, they're just not interested. Emotionally, there's no connection. They can't place the value of what you have to the value of their life. There is no synergy between the two. Then no matter how much you spend, you're not going to beat them down with consistency. You're not going to be able to consistently let your messaging begin to market everyone. I truly believe, some say everyone can be converted. I don't believe that. I think that you're going to spend so much money just to inform them that even once they're informed, they still won't be interested. And that's the biggest thing, right? Trying to really figure out, how long do you stay in the information phase where you then present the information, the content, the messaging, that you begin to get eyeball attention, to buy time with the person, whether it's a scheduled call or whether it is that a person that they're on your email list, but they're not opening it. So you're thinking you're going to beat them down with consistency and they're going to open it. But you're paying for every person that's on your list, or whether it is you're constantly finding new ways to get in front of them. If it's costing you time, money, effort, and energy to inform them of who you are, what you have to offer, you at some point have got to be able to recognize the level of their interest. So that's number one. Are they interested? Number two is, are they willing to pay for it? Now, even once they're interested, there are people who are interested in what you have to offer, but are they interested enough to see the value in paying for it? Some people love free samples, but aren't willing to make any level of investment. They might see your content as just another mix of free content that they can grab. Like, some people are addicted to podcasts, YouTube videos, nothing wrong with that. But they never go beyond that to get personal help. Some people don't see the value of investing in a coach. You know that that's not your ideal client. For me, that's not my ideal client, because at a certain point, you need specific information, not general information. You don't always just want somebody to say something that is not specific to your business, your framework, your model, your bottom line, your avatar, your ideal customer. You want someone who can look and call your business by name and say, oh, no, for what you're doing, let's change it to this. You want that hands-on approach. So there are people who aren't willing to pay for that. They think that they can just piece it together, and they're treating content online like puzzle pieces. That they grab a piece of my content, piece of someone else's content, piece of Gary Vee's content, piece of Grant Cardone's content, piece of whoever their favorite person is, and they think they can build a business surrounding the pieces of content that are puzzle pieces to pull it together. Well, the issue is they don't have a big picture. You need the big picture of your business in order for the pieces of the puzzle to come together. So when you're trying to figure out, are they willing to pay for it, invite them to the next level of commitment. Like, how can they work with you? What's the next step beyond your content, beyond the information? What's the next step? And when you present that to them, if they're not willing to exchange money, dollars, cents for it, then they're not willing to pay for it. So question number one is, are they interested? Question number two is, are they willing to pay for it? Are they the type of person that's willing to invest? And question number three of monetizing is, do they have the money to pay for it? It doesn't matter if they're interested. It doesn't matter if they're willing to pay for it, if they don't have the money for it. So now you've spent countless hours, countless time, whether it's on a sales call. You work 45 minutes to an hour. They said, give them time to think about it. You rescheduled the call. You hop back on only to realize that they didn't have the money. See, interest is not enough. A person being a diehard fan of your work is not enough if that person, and they're willing to drive the distance, to pay, to do whatever you tell them to do, but they just simply don't have the money. That's not enough. So now it's going to be important to qualify your leads. Qualify your leads. As you're bringing people on to your email list, or as you're bringing people on in terms of scheduling calls, or as you're bringing whatever your marketing strategy is, whether you do calls or whether you're doing webinars or you know, whether it's a live webinar, whether it's a evergreen webinar, etc. Any way that you are moving towards marketing to your ideal customer, it's costing you something to acquire a new client or acquire a new customer. So if that's the case, you know, as a business, you want high levels of return on investment. You know, what is it ultimately costing you to acquire a new customer? And if I'm acquiring a ton of new leads, but those leads cannot turn into clients or customers, I'm losing money. So I want to know, not just are they interested in my content? Did they click on something? Did they opt in to something? Did they sign up? They did all these things, but do they have the resources to be able to be transactional with me? Because that's the highest level of relationship. You know, within the relationship, that you have a valuable product, service, or program that they need. They have resources they're willing to invest. That's the mutuality of relationship. But if you have the resources that they need, you have product and value, but they don't have money, then the relationship can't go on. The relationship has to come to an end. So these are three questions that I want you. Each time I normally give you some content, and then I give you a strategy. But because I've asked and posed the questions, this episode does not require a strategy. The strategy is in you being able to answer these questions. So go back through this episode and make sure that you're able to answer question number one: are they interested? Question number two: are they willing to pay for it? And question number three: do they have the money to pay for it? If you got any questions or need help with monetizing or marketing online, we'd love to see how we can work with you to show you how you can begin to attract your ideal client on 100% of your time and be able to work from anywhere with nothing more than a cell phone or a computer. This is what we help you do, and we automate the whole process. So if I can help you in any way, be sure to reach out to us, Marcus Y. Rozier, on all social media platforms, or you can shoot us an email, info@MarcusYRozier. I'll see you next episode. Let's win together. Win the day.